This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build a new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
And definitely enjoying the beautiful sunshine, the breezes, the green. California hasn't been this green in a decade or something. We're coming at you live. Best Answer for Cancer is wrapping up today in San Diego at the Town and Country Resort. Chris Barr, my good buddy, he's not a doc. He's smarter than the docs. He was educating the docs on selenium and whole food nutrition. Last hour, you're with me again this hour, Chris. Thanks for being here.
So great to be here.
Yeah, we'll hear from Annie Brandt, who developed this Best Answer for Cancer. And it's going strong. She'll be joining us this hour. But first, out of the gate here, I got a tweet during the show, first hour, and I was like, I think we got to talk about this. A fellow media guy, great guy I met for the first time, but I'd known about him for many years, Tony Harris. He's got a new show out on Discovery ID or Discovery Investigates, and there's a very interesting show about, like, mysteries that are out there, crimes that are unsolved. And you've heard these things before, but there was one particular topic that involved me and some of our friends here that you know, and it was surrounded the death of Dr. Jeff Bradstreet. And it was a mystery. I knew him. I interviewed him. And so Tony Harris and his team reached out to me, and we filmed this episode or parts of it. And it's airing tonight, Tony. Is that correct?
Robert, great to be on with you. Hello to Chris. Yeah, it's on tonight, 10 o'clock Eastern time across the country. And you were terrific in the piece. It was great to reach out to you, and great that you were willing to participate. It really kind of helped us balance out the piece. So thank you.
Yeah, see, I don't tend to be very sensationalistic, even though I'm in talk radio. There are a lot of folks that will like to conflate things. In fact, I get people coming up to me all of the time, even at this conference, some people, what do you think about the dead doctors, all of the doctors that are dying? And I step back, because some of them I knew personally, and I try to be very rational about it and say, yes, there are things I don't know about it, but there are certain things I do. And, my hope in interacting with you and your show is that you would bring some level of balance, because I know that sensationalism really does sell, so you can't ignore it. So how did you come to a more balanced perspective?
Well, I think you'll be pleased. Look, I mean, I don't think anyone at the end of the day is going to be totally happy because we still have a dead doctor and a case that principally, and this is important, is still open. When we sat down and we had this conversation, we knew that it was still an open investigation. I had some kind of an expectation that perhaps by the time the piece aired, there would be some resolution on it. But as we sit here having this conversation today, this case, the death of Dr. Jeff Bradstreet, is still very much an open investigation, and the Rutherford County Police Department is still working on it. Now, there's one key person who the lead detective, Lieutenant Jamie Kieber, is still hoping to talk to, and we talked about her in our sit-down. That's Jennifer Bradstreet, Jeff's widow at this point. So I think until she comes back in and agrees to an interview, this case is going to be open, which means, as you know, it remains open to all kinds of speculation.
Yes, but I imagine some of the things that you were able to cover with the interviews and the investigations in tonight's episode will probably lend itself to reveal things that a lot of people don't know.
Yeah. I think when you watch this episode, You know, what we spent, an hour, at least an hour with you talking about every facet of this case, and that's essentially our approach to every interview. And one of the great things about the program from my perspective is that I do conduct all of the interviews. But we had an opportunity to look through, to contact the FDA. We reached out, and all we got was a statement back from them saying that from their perspective, the case has been closed. And I think what ultimately you, I don't want to give too much away, but ultimately what you come away with is that there are still open questions here. There is a forensic analysis of the shooting that we conduct in this interview. I think people will find that really compelling. And then at the end of the day, I just ask you to come to your own conclusions about where you stand on this case. Was it suicide or was it murder?
We're talking with Tony Harris as we open the second hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show from San Diego. He's in Atlanta. He does great, great work. I just, really, the energy that you brought to it, the integrity I felt from you, after the show tonight, am I going to call you back and cuss at you, or am I going to go, Tony really is a great guy?
No, I don't think you'll cuss. But I think you will. You know, I think you'll have some things confirmed, and then I think, look, you're a smart guy. So, you know, you have a perspective, and that perspective is on display in this piece. I ask you very direct questions. You remember, you were there.
Yep.
I ask you very direct questions, and you answer them in a very direct way. And at the end of the day, it's not my role to put my thumb on the scale. It's just not my role.
Sure, put it out there, let people think.
Yeah. I mean, you've got very strong opinions about this. I can't remember the name of the young woman that was in studio with us that evening, but she had very strong opinions about it.
Erin Elizabeth.
Opinions. Yeah, yes. And I think at the end of the day, you will see a balanced piece. I do. You'll see represented the members of Jeff Bradstreet's family in a fair and open and honest and sensitive way, and it's one of the most provocative, compelling, controversial, interesting. It's got all the elements you want for a really terrific hour of television. I'm really excited about it.
Folks, I want you to tune in. If you got the Discovery ID channel, I assume that if you have the Discovery channel, most of the places that cover it, or the cable companies and satellite companies that have the Discovery channel, will also include Discovery ID.
That's right. Yeah. And it's available everywhere. So you can go on the website, ID Go, Discovery ID Go. You can record it with your DVR and watch it later. But it's available everywhere. It's a hot episode tonight. So I hope you get that opportunity to watch it and send me some feedback. And I'll call you, Robert. So
yeah, of course.
You can tweet me at Tweet Tony Harris. Mm-hmm. And give me your thoughts on the episode. I would love to be a fly on the wall as people watch this episode tonight. And don't blame me if arguments break out.
set your DVRs to stun tonight at 10 o'clock Eastern time for Discovery ID. Tony, I do remember, again, you were really digging deep on the questions.
Right.
And, you know, I didn't prepare or plan for it at all, in fact. I didn't think, there was a lot of claims that GCMAF was the key. Everybody wanted him dead because of that. And, you know, I speculate based on what I know, what I don't. So I'm very intrigued to see this whole thing. And I remember at one point we were talking about motive, you know, who wins, who gains from his death. And I was purely speculating. I'm just wondering if, you don't have to answer this, but there was one clip I'm going to tell everybody now where I say, the American Cancer Society could benefit from his death if indeed he had found the cure. But I also argue that there's not one cure. There are many ways to deal with this. But I always thought, boy, if you wanted to get me in a controversial statement, Robert Scott Bell, host of the radio show, says the American Cancer Society is behind the death of Jeff Bradstreet.
No,
which I didn't say.
We
I didn't say.
We didn't do that to you. Wait, look. Here's
to your credit.
Yeah, we didn't do that. So here's the thing. GCMAF is absolutely one of the central themes that we discuss in this hour tonight. And you know that topic a whole lot better than I do. I got to learn it a lot better through the course of this investigation. But look, at the heart of this investigation is whether or not Jeff Bradstreet was under sufficient pressure that he felt that his only way out was to kill himself. Now, who was looking at Jeff Bradstreet? Clearly the DEA was looking at Jeff Bradstreet. Big Pharma was looking at, the FDA was looking at Jeff Bradstreet. So he was under a tremendous amount of pressure. And so the question becomes, was there sufficient pressure? Did he feel compromised in such a way mm-hmm. that he took his own life to avoid prosecution, an indictment, a trial process that would have done serious damage to his reputation? That's at the heart of this. And you were really clear about your thoughts on it, and you didn't believe, and I'll tell folks this, and you didn't no. believe that he was under sufficient pressure to take his own life. And yeah. you're not the only one of that mm-hmm. opinion, okay? But you represent that opinion very well.
Which makes it more suspicious that this was not a suicide again. And that's, again, this right. is part of the investigation that you're doing here. And I think I'm really excited this has come to fruition, that it's manifesting today, that people will watch it. And I'm so glad that you reached out to let us know that it was on, because, you know, out in the road like we are
right.
a lot of times, we would
right.
miss it. So I'm encouraging all of my listeners, you're listening now, Tony Harris, great guy, hosting a new show on the Discovery ID channel, Discovery Investigates, 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Eastern time. I imagine it's simultaneous when it's on satellite, or do they rebroadcast it later on the West Coast? I'm not sure.
Yeah, absolutely. It's at 10 o'clock on the West Coast as well. Yep.
Okay. All right, great. Well,
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to hearing it and seeing it, and also watching some of the other episodes, because, you know, even the Casey Anthony trial or other things like this.
That's right.
Do ask for less sensationalism and more real, detailed investigations,
absolutely.
Which it sounds like where your heart and head is.
Well, I've been given a wonderful opportunity by this channel to do real investigations, and we talked about it a little bit when I was with you in Florida, the opportunity to sort of sit in the living rooms of real people and connect with real people all across this country again. I'm so happy to be off an anchor desk and doing this kind of work. So I appreciate it, and I hope everyone gets an opportunity to watch it, record it, watch it later. Again, it's 10 p.m. Across the country. I think it's 9 p.m. Central Time, but beyond that, it's Discovery ID, and you can find it on Discovery ID Go anytime. Robert,
right,
appreciate
well,
it so much.
Tony, I look forward. Maybe we can do a follow-up discussion after the episode airs sometime.
Would love it.
You know, and get all my listeners involved in what you're doing. All right, that's Tony Harris. Thanks, my friend. We'll look forward to talking to you again real soon. All right. So, Chris, how interesting is that? We got a guy that seems very balanced and not sensationalistic, although obviously you got to bring people in to watch the thing. But I'm encouraged what I'm hearing for
tonight's
show.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to watching it.
Yeah. So, folks, everybody, tune in tonight, Discovery ID, and we'll take a look. Hopefully I had a face not for radio at that moment, for TV maybe, because that's what it's going to be on. All right, we got a lot more broadcast healing from the Best Answer for Cancer. We'll be hearing from Annie Brandt sometimes before the show ends. Chris Barr and I will go further into the Best Answers for Cancer as well. Go to robertscatbell.com. All the links are there.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to say big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook. You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Scott Bell Show. Yeah, it'd be cool if Tony Harris does a Discovery Investigate story on the, what do you call it, the Sad Sullen Saga?
Yes, the Sad Sullen Saga of Selenium Slander.
Yeah, I mean, there's some good history there as it relates to the death of perhaps millions of people to cancer unneeded.
Needless. Well, not perhaps, absolutely.
Yeah.
Tens of millions dying needlessly.
Based on the fact that the selenium science has been suppressed, that is real and legitimate, and then they use the wrong stuff to say, don't take too much, right? Gosh. Hey, we got a phone call coming in where Tony Harris was in Georgia. Stephen, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. What is your question?
Hey, guys. I want to ask on your experience, and Chris especially, end-stage kidney disease or getting off dialysis with different people?
Yeah, this is a brutal one. It's very personal to me because my dad died having been on dialysis, although he could have probably survived longer, but he lost the will, that spirit, because he was tethered like a wild stallion at that point. Chris, when you see end-stage renal disease, don't we always say it's really the liver because the kidneys are passively downstream?
Well, the liver's involved, but I don't go to the liver first because I know that chromium is one of the most important keys to the kidney, mm-hmm. And so is silica and so is magnesium. So, of course, chromium's involved in the liver. But, yeah, I do have direct experience. I had a woman 6-7 years ago in the hospital, 10% kidney function. She wasn't just on dialysis. She was hospitalized on a transplant list, and they were desperate, hoping the transplant would come in before she died. She ended up over a period of weeks and a few months getting out of the hospital and not having a kidney transplant. So I have that, and then I'll share one that's maybe not as sensational, but this woman about 10 years ago was a type 1 diabetic, and had heard me on the radio and had begun using Chromium for her diabetes. And when I saw her, she said she had just come from the doctor and had 30% kidney function. Now, anybody that knows about kidney disease knows it doesn't get better, medically speaking. The farther down it goes, all that's going to happen is you're going to go lower or die. It's not going to get improved. So I put her on whole food forms of chromium and selenium and silicon and magnesium. I also put her on Dr. Christopher's kidney formula. The following year, 1 year later, she came back from her annual checkup and said her kidney function had gone from 30% to 60%. Okay. The second year checkup, it went from 60% to 83%. The third year, she came to me and said, well, I just came back from my checkup and I got an A+. I said, what does that mean? She said, my kidney function is now 100%. Now, as great as that sounds, it needs to be tempered by the fact that kidney problems are tedious and difficult to deal with. So she had 100% success getting back to normal, but it took 3 years of intensive chromium and the right form of the right nutrients the right way and an herbal combination. In fact, the doctors at the hospital reached out to me, could you provide us scientific premise for how this woman got out of our hospital? We'd like to submit a paper. And I had to turn them away and say, I can tell you some about chromium and silica and magnesium and some about selenium, but I can't tell you scientifically how Dr. Christopher's herbs
work, right?
Were necessary, and they are necessary because I don't have the same success without that formula being added.
Yeah, and there's God's medicine for different organs and systems, and the kidneys included. Also, I would say that the hydrogen-enriched water, the molecular hydrogen echo water, and enhanced the antioxidant activity of all other things, especially selenium, is going to be very helpful here. So, Stephen, I hope that's helpful. I mean, it's like if you've got 0% function, it's a little different than what Chris shared about starting at 30%. But is there a way? I believe there's always a way. I'm not going to say it's easy either, but hopefully that's helpful to you, Stephen.
Definitely. And diet, obviously, would be more on the vegetarian side, right?
Cleaner, raw, organic.
Well, it's definitely, you have to go low protein.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, for the kidneys as well. Also, homeopathics for the kidneys would be something as an adjunct to Dr. Christopher's herbal formula that will only enhance, one will enhance the other. Stephen, we got to run. We're up against a break, but I appreciate you listening.
Thanks
in
so
Georgia.
Much.
Hopefully you do so 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. If not, any fraction thereof, we'll take it. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. We're in San Diego. The Best Answer for Cancer is wrapping up. What a sensational conference. First time I've been there. Gosh, I love Annie Brandt. And she knows it, but I'm going to tell her again when we're on the air together. She's going to join us after the break. We might even have to reference some of the vaccine issues as it relates to cancer and other things. So stick with us. Lots of links in the show notes. RobertScottBell.com. Chris Barr is with us. And we have even more healing. How can we have more healing? Because there's an abundance of healing on the show and with Chris Barr and with Annie Brandt. Coming up next from San Diego. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. One of our biggest expenses can be when unexpected repair bills hit us at home. Can you afford to repair or replace your home heating system? What about when your air conditioning stops working this summer, or worse, a major plumbing problem or large appliance that just stops working? Well, with National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. That's right, if you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get your home protected and 1 month of repair coverage for free. Just call 800-887-3022. Simply call our 24/7 repair hotline and pay nothing for covered repairs. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Just call 800-887-3022 and never pay for repairs again. Get your home protected against costly repair bills right now. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Where the truth takes him. Here's Robert.
In the sunshine of San Diego, and if it couldn't get any brighter, it just did because Annie Brandt showed up from The Best Answer for Cancer. What a bright light you are, Annie. So good to see you here.
Thank you for having me, and I feel the same way about you. You are a true light.
Oh, gosh, and then we had Chris Barr here with his beard. We're reflecting off of it, too, and the light's just amazing. So, this, you really brought together and this is not the first year this has happened. This first year I've attended, Chris as well, brought a lot of doctors that really do want to learn, that are eager to learn, and they really sincerely want to help folks, it seems.
That's what I really, really like about integrative physicians for the most part, is they're very curious. They're always curious. They're always learning. They're always looking for new ways to help people. And as a former patient, well, I guess everybody's a patient. As a patient, they just knock my socks off. I mean, quite frankly, the difference is amazing when you go to a conventional oncologist or MD and then you come to one of their clinics. And the love and the care and the, you know, the actual reaching out to the person.
We've been talking to Chris for years on the show. We've been friends, and how rare it is for doctors to sit back and listen to information that was genuinely beneficial that might go in opposition to their own research or lack thereof. And Chris, I mean, you would have to say as well that for the most part, it's a bigger group in terms of receptivity to some of these messages that are making a difference.
Yeah, I made a note to some people in my group last night that, you know, I sold more books here in a day than I've sold at any other conference in a weekend. And this conference was actually the second smallest I've ever been to. So the
it
quality
wasn't like thousands of people, right? It's the quality here.
The quality of consciousness here was so much beyond anything else I've been involved with. And, you know, I was able to talk to people who didn't know. I mean, everybody here has heard of selenium, and they know it's useful for some things, but they had no idea the depth and the breadth of the necessity of it, and they were getting it quickly when I was able to go into, with just a few minutes' time, is, you know, Michael Gerber, Gus, Castanis, you know, those are just two of, there was a couple others I talked to also, with David Steinblock, that they just, wow, I need this.
Yeah. Well, you know, there too, as a patient, you know, when I put these conferences together, I'm like, what do I want my doctors to know? What do I want the patients to know? What solution can I give them that's really valuable that they can take home and use right now? And so, so that's my goal. And then I give you the platform to share your message. And your message is so well received because they're hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Both physicians and patients. You know, we have the two conferences.
Yes.
You were on both sides, and you were on both sides, Robert. And so they're all hungry. They come hungry because I've been prepping them for a while, teasing them. You know, wait till you see this solution.
Cool. Dr. Paul Anderson had a great conversation with him also, and Doug Kaufman. I mean, just amazing. Yeah. Just thank you, Annie.
Yeah,
great
it's,
people.
It's a lot of fun.
What's your secret?
You know, curiosity.
Yeah. I sent you some selenium, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bottles, so
oh, yeah.
You're still doing
yes,
it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good. I'm going to keep you here and doing it all these years as more and more docs come into the fold here to help the people genuinely in need. And there are a lot of them, as you know.
Yes. And
so,
there's a lot of good solutions, too. I mean, it's like the people that I gather, again, I look for valid solutions, valid therapies, valid tools, and you know, I vet them. You don't just get to come and apply to be a part of the conference or the group. You know, we really look at it.
So this is how many, what year is this of your conference?
This is the 15th annual.
15th annual, okay. Yeah. Where's the 16th annual going to be?
Well, we are looking at, you know, we serve all organic food. So we have to find a hotel that will play nicely with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we put it in our RFP. It's a demand of ours. It's not an option. And so I'm looking at Florida, Atlanta, Dallas, and Austin.
Okay.
And it's whatever deal I find that is the best. But I think I'm pretty much leaning toward Florida because we've been over here
on the West Coast for a number of
years.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I think it's time for an East Coast presence.
I won't complain. So, folks, if anybody's out there in the hospitality industry in Florida or Atlanta or Dallas, right, options, if they're organic, we want to hear about them. Annie wants to hear about them. And
Amen.
maybe you'll host the Best Answer for Cancer next year around this time, which would be great.
My vote is for Dallas or Austin.
Easier for you, I know, of course.
Because you're over here, right.
Yeah. But listen, there's other things that I'd like to see more discussion of, and I don't know if that happened before because it's my first time coming, talking about the role that vaccines may play in cancer induction, right? That's something that's not discussed very much, and there are doctors positing this, and you, Chris, know about the connections as do I. In fact, there's a big issue now. It's not just autism, but that's a big thing. This was neurological damage. And you, to your credit, also expanded it to chronic diseases and degradation diseases as well when we discuss about this. Minnesota, Minneapolis, huge Somali immigrant population from Somalia. And almost every household, every family that's come to America, they don't have any autism in Somalia. Really, there's none. They come, and almost every family that is in Minneapolis that got the 10 vaccines that they said they have to have to be in Minneapolis have a child who is autistic. And now the mainstream media or certain aspects of the media is saying, oh, it's because of the Quran. They're trying to make this a religious war. And I think it could be in the sense that the religion that we should be talking about is the religion of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. And the sacrament in that church or cult is vaccines.
That's their holy water.
That's their holy water. Yeah. And I think it's a very important discussion, not only to talk autism and that, but what other immunocompromised scenarios are playing themselves out in these children or anyone who has been vaccinated? Have there been any long-term studies showing the safety of vaccines, especially as it relates to maybe cancer?
This is all a very good point. Sherry Tenpenny did present for us, and Kelly Gallagher, one of the producers of Vaxxed, came and was one of my volunteers, key volunteers this year. And so I will make sure that there's a vaccine component for next year.
Well, I don't know whether either of you is aware of this, but vaccine science is one of my areas of expertise. And actually, long before autism got any attention at all from anybody, vaccination was already documented as a causative factor in cancers. The SV40, simian monkey virus that was in polio in the 50s, there's not even a refutation that it definitely is involved. To what level, that's where the argument is.
Sure.
But SV40 in the polio vaccine definitely has caused incidences of cancer. So that's long before anybody even cared about autism.
Mm-hmm. So it is a legitimate discussion. I'm glad you had Dr. Tenpenny. She's a good friend. She's just a wonderful, wonderful woman as well. And she's an avid researcher. You know, like she digs and researches day in, day out. I don't know how she reads as much as she does.
Yeah.
I think you, Chris, and she probably have read as much peer-reviewed literature as anybody out there to kind of get an assessment, not only what we've observed clinically, but to try and make sense of it in terms of what they've identified scientifically.
Well, when you get into, I like to call the polio virus, I said, in the interest of full disclosure, doctors should be required to tell mothers when they bring their lovely baby that they're in love with and say, all right, okay, now, Joan, just let me have little Charlie there, and I'm going to shoot up some infected monkey kidney pus into him. Mm-hmm. How many mothers would let go of their baby? Because that's what the polio vaccine is. It's infected monkey kidney pus. That's the source of the polio vaccine.
Yeah, when I first heard Sherry Tenpenny talk about vaccines, you know, I just thought back to my childhood and how my mom had a dear friend who had polio. And she always said, oh, you know, the government is so good to us. They made all these vaccines.
Yeah.
So I can keep you safe and healthy. And it's a whole, like you say, it's a church. It's an indoctrination.
Mm-hmm. Well,
and, you know, Dr. Robert Mendelsohn, the late, great Mendelsohn, you know, I was privileged to hear him, shake his hand, hear him in person. He, in the 70s, called vaccinations the holy water of the Church of Biological Mysticism. Way back, again, before anybody was even talking about autism.
Mm-hmm. So there are issues here that haven't been discussed in what we would call the mainstream allopathic medical conferences. They would probably be thrown out immediately. But thanks to Annie Brandt and some others out there, these issues are being discussed with the medical people who really are, well, some level of intellectual integrity and not working in cognitive dissonance the way that much of the profession is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, just to give you an example of the brilliant minds that are out there in integrative medicine. We just had a post-conference event, and it was a discussion by one of the doctors who got tired of the problem with vitamin C, IV vitamin C, from laboratories. So he's created his own form of vitamin C that you can reconstitute in the clinic and have IVC at a reasonable cost and right there immediately. He started trying to do this last June, and he's done. And it's instead of taking years, it took him just months to create this product. That's just one example of the spirit, the intelligence, the know-how, and I'm going to do it attitude of this group.
Mm-hmm. Well, innovation, we are all about that. Of course, we also like to cut through to the simpler things. Sometimes it's not high tech that's necessary, but I'm not opposed to technological leaps. There are some cool things that can happen, but sometimes the oldest stuff that's been around since creation started is the stuff we need to get back to. That's why, again, having Chris Barr here amidst all these so-called official doctors, right, was so great to see, and so great to see that they were receptive to it.
Oh, yeah. Well, again, we have a sign outside our conference room when you register. It says, please leave your ego at the door.
And yeah, I know. I couldn't fit in the doorway before I saw that sign. My head was so big, so I was glad you had that. No, exactly. It was nice because you put that perspective on it. This is what are we here for? Are we here for self-aggrandizement, to boast and brag, or are we here to really invest our time and energy? Those who claim the mantle of healer, right, whether it be a medical degree healership or otherwise, what are we here for? And I think you set the terrain right for that reception, as evidenced by what I witnessed this weekend.
It was a lot of fun. And all that good information, I mean, you'd think I'd be tired of it by now, but I can't get enough of it.
Well, I personally want to thank Annie. It's Chris Barr. Thank Annie for having me here and for Robert helping to get me here, because I've seen such receptiveness like I've never seen before. You know, I've been seeing gradually through 5 decades I've been doing this, more and more people a little at a time, but I've never seen so much reception so fast as here at the Best Answer for Cancer.
All right, well, we'll be wrapping it up today from San Diego after this break. Annie Brandt, Best Answer for Cancer, Chris Barr, and of course, he's got his booklets on chromium, selenium, and more. And of course, he was so gracious as to allow us to include some of that information in Unlock the Power to Heal that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. So get that as well. Folks, this is the place. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, or any fraction thereof you can spare, it will bring that power back to you or just remind you that you already have it.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available, and now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
years, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Scott Bell Show.
Remember that Heart album, Dog and Butterfly? You remember Heart?
Sure.
You remember that too, Annie?
Yeah, sure.
I like Chris and I are the dog side. You're the heart side, the butterfly side, right? Annie's got this beautiful energy, but we're rocking
and,
the health.
And Annie.
Yeah, and Annie right there with the heart as well. The heart of healing right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Annie Brandt. We're wrapping up. Again, there's stories about the vaccine issue in Minneapolis. You definitely want to read those. We've got a new article from John Rappaport, headline, SSRI antidepressants increase risk of intracranial hemorrhage. It's not only it's a disaster from the word go, these SSRIs, now they're actually finding an increased risk of intracranial hemorrhage, bleeding, and who knows what else. Devastating. So, folks, be careful. If a doctor recommends an SSRI, like if they mentioned you should have to be on a statin, you might want to find another doctor pronto. We had a question of the day real quick here, and some of this was covered at the Best Answer for Cancer, believe it or not. A question coming from Kim. She says, can you please tell me a protocol for treatment of Lyme disease with silver hydrosol? Close family friend just diagnosed and being told terrible information by doctors who are not even familiar with his issue. I'm so glad to know at least one place to turn since listening to your show. Is oral or nebulizing the silver the best way to go? How much or how often? Would appreciate your thoughts. All right, Kim, I always say that the docs that are having limited success with Lyme are not using the silver or not using it appropriately. I feel like it's a very powerful adjunct. I don't say it's the only thing to use. But for a layperson to listen to this, I'd just say get on a teaspoon 5 times a day sublingually. If you have some lung issues, then yes, you can also nebulize that 5 ml dose in a nebulizer on its own 2-3 times a day as well. That is fine to do. I also say selenium, anytime you've got a viral component, could be in Lyme that's not only a bacterial or a Borrelia, which is a pleomorphic microorganism apparently. But Chris, you have some additional things you've had success with Lyme as well in addition to the silver.
Yeah, we always tell people to use the silver because obviously with a virus, you want to hit silver hard directly at the virus. But actually the cancer protocol that we utilize is knocking Lymes out in a matter of 6 to 8 weeks up to 3 months. We use the same protocol, but we dramatically reduce the silicon, which isn't that needful for it. We cut it by a third, and then we add in two morning and evening of MegaFood Magnesium. And with that, we're knocking Lyme disease out in, 3 months or less.
You had some doctors talking about Lyme as well at the conference?
Yeah, we had one that I remember in particular was the targeted low-dose therapy, the mechanism that allows you to deliver minute doses of a drug directly to the disease cell. They're using that for Lyme with reduced levels of some antibiotics and then some other substances, solutions. And they're 6 weeks to 6 months, depending on the severity of the case. So, yeah.
Yeah. I've had cases of adjunct being necessary. Obviously, Chris and I are not big fans of antibiotics. If you can reduce it or eliminate it, we love that, of course. I think we're all in agreement. But in times where, when I talked about the fate and transport of silver in the body going through the liver to the colon, some people, doctors have said, the Borrelia was hiding in renal tissue, and unless you catheterize silver directly in the renal tissue, it's not going to get there in an efficient manner, so it becomes an adjunct, and some doctors will use an antibiotic for that reason. Or Chris, your protocol in terms of general recovery of the entire system could be beneficial, or will be beneficial.
And addresses the kidneys. Yeah. I think the greatest thing here, Robert, we just demonstrated, we've got three people here, you just gave a multiple choice answer in which none of the answers are wrong.
Yeah, how is that possible? Great. So, Annie, I want to let you have the last minute here before we got to wrap up. Any feedback you want to share or inviting people next year? It's your floor right now.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Our whole goal is to educate and connect people to doctors, therapies, and options. And, we educate the public as well as the doctors. So I think it's an ongoing process. You can go to www.bestanswerforcancer.org, and everything is spelled out, bestanswerforcancer.org. The reason we call it the best answer for cancer, or what is the best answer for cancer and chronic disease, it's whatever works for the individual. That's why there are multiple answers, and you have to find the one that's right for you.
Beautiful. Chris, any last party words for today?
I just ditto. The best answer for cancer is the answer that works best for you.
We had. And folks, remember, tune in tonight, Discovery ID channel. We'll have it linked up in the show notes. Tony Harris hosting a new show. And I'll be featured along with Aaron Elizabeth about the mystery surrounding the death of Dr. Jeff Bradstreet. We'll follow up after the episode as well. Tomorrow, Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Batar, still here from San Diego. And we're going to enjoy some sunshine. And we have it here with Annie Brandt. Love you dearly.
Thank you. Likewise.
My brother, Chris. Love you too, my friend.
And thanks so much, Robert. And thanks, Annie, for joining us.
And remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.